A very different scandal has dominated the headlines in Boston recently. The Catholic Church has been harshly criticized for its role in protecting a known pedophile. Boston's Archbishop, Cardinal Bernard Law, has admitted the Archdiocese kept giving former priest John Gagan another chance instead of reporting him to law enforcement officials. This week, internal church documents were unsealed by a court. They suggest the church was more concerned with its image than with protecting children from a known pedophile.
Outside the Sacred Heart Church in the Roslindale neighborhood of Boston, Nancy Campbell was going into the 9 a.m. Mass yesterday. She says evidence the church covered up for a pedophile doesn't affect her relationship with God.
Well, it doesn't affect my faith because the church isn't perfect, and thank heavens it isn't, or it wouldn't have any place for the likes of me.
This week, Cardinal Bernard Law said he was sorry for allowing John Gagan to remain a priest, even though he knew Gagan molested children. 130 people say they were abused by Gagan over three decades. He was defrocked in 1998. Last week, Gagan was found guilty of sexual assault and battery on a 10-year-old boy. He faces another trial for child rape in February. Gagan and the Catholic Church are also named in 84 sex abuse civil suits. Law said the church is going through, quote, a difficult moment. Many Catholics agree. Maureen Plumeritis says she's upset Gagan was allowed to abuse children for so many years.
It really bothers me. If they had done something early on, you know, other children could have been protected. And yeah, that bothers me.
John Scanlon, who describes himself as a lifelong Catholic, speculates what God might say about this scandal.
He's saying that my church let me down. God is looking and saying the church made another mistake. And all we can do is apologize for it, take care of the victims, and try to find a solution.
Documents relating to the civil cases show a church that ignored many parishioners' sexual abuse complaints about Gagan. But now the church is more open.
We pray for a woman.
During masses like this one, priests are talking about it on the altar.
We want to pray for all those who have suffered sexual abuse by our clergy or anybody else, all those children.
South Boston is one of the state's most heavily Irish Catholic neighborhoods. Catholics who stopped to talk in front of the public library on East Broadway were less supportive of the church. Kristen Fleischman, who says she's not a practicing Catholic, says she doesn't like the way the church has tried to cover up the abuse.
It's kind of disheartening to read things like that, you know, to think that we kind of trust priests and they're kind of up on a pedestal and, you know, we look up to them and then they do things like this. But at the same time, I kind of feel, yeah, actually, I think it does kind of change my view on the church.
Chris, who didn't want to give her last name, says she's a Catholic but hasn't gone to church for 30 years.
Not my faith in, you know, God, but my faith in the church has gone down the tubes. It is. It's run by men. Men cover up for men. And the cardinal, I apologize. Get off my back. I'm sorry. People want him to resign.
Another Catholic, Richard Cusack, agrees.
Personally, I think he should be incarcerated. If he knew half of what they're saying, he knew he's actually a perpetrator himself.
Many people point out that if Gagan had been a teacher instead of a priest, he would have been jailed long ago. But, they complain, the church protects its own. That's now supposed to end. Cardinal Law says that all priests and church officials in the archdiocese must report any suspicion of abuse to law enforcement. And the cardinal says he's compiling a list of all priests in the diocese suspected of past abuse, which he will turn over to the state authorities. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Myerov in Boston.